May, and as we move into the second half of July, I don't know about you, but I'm tired. And I am in definite need of a vacay, which is the name of my next mixtape this month. But on this episode, our mixtape is called Emoji. Now, when we think about words we enjoy saying or things we like as a kind of representation of us or to maybe revitalize with new meaning, we have had a great array of mixtape names like Bindi, Faluda, Late Latif, Pool, Coconut, Cuddles, and more. The name Emoji wasn't particularly on the top of my list of mixtape names. However, when I need inspiration, my team is my greatest support. So my producer Hussein notified me of World Emoji Day on July 17th, and maybe we can play around with the songs and emojis we would attach them and so on. I like the idea. But I didn't want to actually call the mixtape Emoji. Oh no. If you want to know who decided that, my friends, it's our COO and head of operations, Sean Phantom. And if you think this was a good idea or not, I would say go find him on Twitter or Instagram and tell him. He's Sean Phantom on Twitter, that's S-H-A-U-N-F-A-N-T-H-O-M-E, or find him on Instagram, it's S Phantom, F-A-N-T-H-O-M-E. You know I have a podcast, right, which gives me the luxury of making my opinion known and very apparent. Anyway, enough of my ramble, or as demon stealer Sahil Makija of Headbanger's Kitchen says, enough of that jibber jabber. Let's head on down to the music. Kicking off today's mixtape, Emoji, with a big smiley on my face, is Bangalore singer-songwriter Gabriel Daniel. Now, as an artist, he's received much praise for his work. For example, Radio City awarded him the Best Young Indie Artist for his debut EP Triple. His full-length album Conflicting was Rolling Stone's editor's pick when it released in 2018. I seem to have come late to the party, but like everyone else, I felt the same way. I was blown by Gabriel's alt-rock stylings with that singer-songwriter lilt. The song I'm playing for you is called A Lack Thereof, and it's from his 2020 EP, Definions. According to Gabriel, he says that the track wrestles with the feeling of lacking in one's life and goes from doubt to hope to dismissal. So let's take a listen to Gabriel Daniel with A Lack Thereof.
I'd like to face you, but I can't remember it. I was the last time we both had a instead, you always knew what you would be since your first breath. Clear up my vision, I barely feel assurance. You know I am like it. Soon.
That was Gabriel Daniel with A Lack Thereof. Thumbs up emoji, smiling face with halo, smiling face with heart eyes, because I want to thank all our loyal fans for always supporting our show in more ways than you can imagine. Anyone out there who's coming to the show for the first time or the second time or even the third time and you've enjoyed it, well, come along and please subscribe, follow, rate, and review Made in India on any podcast app you're using. It really helps us, it helps the show, and helps people discover a little indie gem. Next up is a track by music producer Aseem Anand Kurhekar, also known as Zaria, featuring vocals by another Aseem, Aseem Sunil Daneshwar to be precise, along with rapper Rocky Gorkhali, who all hail from Pune. The song is called Hum Hai, and honestly, I think it's a great pop song. And though I'm as indie as it gets, sometimes I love a good pop song too. Here's Aseem, aka Zaria, telling us what his track is about and how it came together.
The idea of the song came into my head when I was having a conversation with my friend who had just gone through a breakup. The words "keh de wo baate, saare irade, jo hai man mein bata" came into my head immediately when he was telling me about his problems. The song references a lot about nights, and I wanted the production to be aligned with that. The hook of the song is a story that all of us have seen in our friend groups. When one of our friends is feeling low, all of us come and help them and talk to them and basically tell them that it's going to be okay and that they can be open with us. When I was done with the idea of the verse and the hook, I showed it to Aseem. He liked the idea and, as you can see, has done a phenomenal job with the vocals and the vocal production, which enhances the emotion of the song greatly. Along with that, he also executive produced the whole single. We came up with the idea of incorporating rap since the whole song had a hip-hop vibe to it. So Aseem connected me with Rocky. He dug the vibe and came up with a verse that you guys hear right now. That's the first edition and the last edition that he ever wrote. His verse basically gave a new life to the song.
Keh de wo baate, saare iraade, jo hai man mein bata. ऐसी ये रात है कैसी सौगात है तो फिर क्यों डर रहा हम है तो ये कैसा गम है जो तेरा सितम है तू बता हम है तो ये कैसा गम है जो तेरा सितम है तू बता
जब करी शुरुआत तो किए ना विश्वास अब मैं बना अपने आप ना सर पे कोई हाथ हर दिन थे अंधेरे उजालों में थे ख्वाब यहाँ उठते सवाल पर मिले ना जवाब उलझन थी हर दिन भूले थे हर सन टूटते सितारे आसमान से मत गिन कैसे बेसहारे है पहाड़ों से पश्चिम साथी बने सांप के चढ़ के अस्तिन लिखी मैंने दिल की बात इस किताब में जो देखे थे हालात शुरुआत में ये नया दिन पर वही सुनी रात है सुनिए सुरंग जैसे जलता मशाल में और मुझे पता नहीं है कौन मेरे साथ है और मुझे पता नहीं है कौन खिलाफ है हर पहलू में सहलू जख्म मैं और तू और मैं से
हम है तो ये कैसा गम है जो तेरा सितम है तू बता हम है तो ये कैसा गम है जो तेरा सितम
Hum Hai by Zaria featuring Aseem and Rocky Gorkhali. Grinning face with smiley eyes, winking face with tongue, face with monocle, because why not? Up next on our emoji mixtape, I have singer-songwriter Abhilasha Sinha with a track she released in September 2020 called Honeybee. Now, according to Abhilasha, the song is a sweet, languid summer tune that is wistful and about longing to be somewhere you're not. Here's Abhilasha talking about it herself.
This song is one of those songs that comes together in 15 minutes and then it takes another year to fully flesh it out. It was just a song about a summer love where you just meet this person and, you know it's not going to last really long. You know it's just like a short, sweet sort of interaction, but, you know, you just wanted to have as much longing and as much sweetness as you can possibly have. And the summer breeze is floating gently through the trees and you're just happy with this person. And I think when the lockdown happened, there was lots of lines in the song about wanting to be somewhere else and longing to be with someone else. And it took on more of a meaning than I had originally intended, which I think, you know, sad circumstances, but it's kind of beautiful when that happens in a song.
You just heard Honey Bee by Abhilasha Sinha. Upside down face, smiling face with tear, and drooling face. I mean, pensive face. More tunes for you on our emoji mixtape. We have Ronit Sarkar, aka Rono, with a song from his 2-track EP, Postcards. According to Rono, it's intimate acoustic versions of 2 songs that are a love letter to the process of songwriting. It's a snapshot of the stories written and lessons learned over the last year. The song I have for you is called Lost and Lonely, Work in Progress. And here's Ronit telling us more.
So Lost and Lonely was a song that was written during peak lockdown. It's a story of a crushing sense of limbo, but also of hope in knowing that even though you are alone, you're not the only one.
The lights are still on in the living room, but they won't chase away the gloom. My breakfast is cold since yesterday, and I'm sleeping on the floor again. I'm lost and lonely, and I heard so is everyone else. Won't you come home with me just for tonight? My patience is stretching pretty thin, counting sunsets and nights locked in. Oh, if I could just learn to be alone, but I'm lost and lonely, and I heard so is everyone else. Won't you come home me just for tonight? I'm lost and lonely, and I heard so is everyone else. So won't you come home me just for tonight? And if I could just learn to be alone, I know I'd make it out all right. Da-da-da-da. But I'm lost and lonely, and I heard so is everyone else. Won't you come hold me just for tonight? I'm lost and lonely, and I heard so is everyone else. So won't you come hold me just for
That was Rono with Lost and Lonely, WIP. Catface with tears of joy, Vulcan salute, and folding hands. I don't even know what that combo of emojis mean, but I'm going all experimental now. Next up, I have soul pop duo Second Sight, made up of Anusha Ramasubramani and Pushkar Srivatsal. They've been on the show before with their band, and you should definitely check out the chat and live studio session on episode 124 of Made in India. At the end of 2020, they released a song called Dim Lights that I'm going to play for you on this emoji mixtape. Taking you through what the track means and how they wrote it, here's Anusha.
So the song started because of a conversation Pushkar and I were having about basically comment wars on social media and how they seem to just serve no purpose other than to be just a platform to vent anything that we want to. So Dim Lights was written as a commentary on the fact that having no consequences to our actions can really bring out the worst in us. And people find it very easy to put each other down from behind our screens because of anonymity. Dim Lights really alludes to people's audacity to do whatever they want behind the lights of our various screens. And this song is really, really special for us because it is actually the first song that we produced completely ourselves by staying in all our rooms. It was totally during the pandemic. And Dim Lights is the first single off of our debut album, Coral, which will hopefully be out by the end of 2021. Thank you for listening.
Dim Lights. Loneliness is your face. Dim lights. Though around you people crochet.
as valuable as mine. Never mind. Lock all your doors. Pulling on your cape makes you feel like a hero. Flying through the web, shooting from the lip, playing with your trigger finger.
Listening to Dim Lights by Second Sight. And now, 'tis the end. Sad face, crying face, hugging face, and waving hand. Before I leave you with our last song, when you get the chance, do subscribe, follow, rate, and review us on the podcast app you're listening to this show on. And, of course, come on over and say hello on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I would even recommend you send us an emoji. Or not. It's a free country. Relatively. Anyway, last song on our emoji mixtape is by a producer from Bangalore called Aman Singh, or just Aman. He released a song towards the latter half of last year called Aada. It's definitely a chiller tune to round off this episode, and it gives me very nighttime drive vibes. So, until next time, stay safe and take a socially distant virtual hug from me. Bye-bye.
जो ही खुद से रोज है।